Siman Shin Chav Gimel Siv Ches. The Mechaber says that a kais, a cup that a guy drank from, is mutter for one to wash it, even though we had in the previous sif machlekes if a tovel kelim that you bought or you got as a matana from a guy on Shabbos. Here, everyone agrees that Shabbos can rinse out this cup the guy drank from. We're talking over here about the case that a guy drank wine from it. There's some leftover drips of yain in the kais in the cup that he is not allowed to drink from it now because that yain is yain of a guy. However, to rinse it out on Shabbos is mutter because he's not being masak in the kli itself, the cup itself is heter. There's a little wine inside that's usser. So you're just removing the wine, you're moving the davar usser. It's the same thing if there's something dirty on the cup, and you're just removing the dirty thing or something that bothers you, it's mias on the cup, you're removing that, you're not being masak in the kli, it does not look like tikkamon at all, you're just removing something that's bothering you. However, the Mishtabura says that if you know you're not going to be using this cup today, then it'll be usser to wash it out on this day, on Shabbos, because the problem of a chana, like we had previously with washing dishes in Sivav. In any case, the cup is definitely not muksa, because technically there's nothing asr by the cup, it just has in it a drop of yain of isr, even if it has some leftover crumbs, if the guy pass into the yain, it's all mutter, and the cup does not become a basis of asr for the little bit of yain and the crumbs, because the crumbs and these little things are bottle the gabi the kais. Mishnah Berurah brings into Rasadashan that one should not be mevatel an isr on Shabbos, because that's also a form of tikkun. There's misakin the teruvas by being mevatel the iser. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains that even though usually, in general, we have near deis some tzayites sevav that's also even during the week to mevatel an iser. That we have a teruvas of iser heter. You're not allowed to mix in more heter in order to make shishim, in order to make bittel b'shishim. Even on the iser drabbanan, you're not allowed to do it kavuchem or something to aser deraisa. Still, Mishnah Berurah says this transgression is relevant for teruvas of yavish b'yavish. In other words, there's two types of mixtures. There's lach b'lach, where iser heter get mixed in together in one pot, and then there's yavish b'yavish. Yavish b'yavish. So there, you have a few items, and one of them is Isser, and the other one is a Mutter. They get mixed together, and they're not physically mixed. They're sitting on the table, it's not sure which is the Isser, which is the Heter. And then if they got mixed together, Chad Betray, they have one of Isser and two of Heter, just you're supposed to have Shishim, Timavatalit, there during the week, you can add on more and more things onto the table, into the combination, in order to have Bittul B'Shishim. And that's also doing Shabbos Yom Tov, because of the problem of Tikkun. You're Masakin the Isser by being Mevatalit. That's what Trumas Dash is coming to say. If it's a case where you're just burning up the Isser shouldn't exist anymore, like you have in Hilchos Yomtos and Tavkov Zayin, Sif Beis, that would be Mutter. Now, if you're not sure if the Shishim, you have a Taruvus already from before Shabbos, you're just not sure if it's Shishim or not, you could estimate to see if it's Shishim and try to evaluate, figure out if it's Shishim, because you're just trying to figure something out. And Mishnah Berurah brings the Pimagon, but just means we're looking at it from different angles, try to figure it out. But to measure to see if you have Shishim of Heter connected to Isser, that's Aser. Even though it looks like it's Medida of Mitzvah, and Medida of Mitzvah is Mutter, here it's Nirik and Masakin that you're not allowed to do. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, you have Tervis of Yavish B'Yavish that got mixed together, Chad Betray, and technically it's Mutter, but there's a Chumra to throw one of them out. This way, you're not for sure somebody having the Isser. That is Mutter on Shabbos, because Me'ikra Adin, as long as one person's not eating all of it, a Tervis of Yavish B'Yavish Chad Betray is Mutter, it's another Chumra to throw one out, and therefore you're allowed to do it. If you have a sakin, a knife that's treif, and you want to cut bread with it, or something else cold, then really all you have to do is wash it off. But the ma'isa by a sakin, or makbil also not just to wash it off, but also to scrape it down to a shivshuf, so that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because that looks like masakin. Siftes, the Mechaber says, you can rub down kelim with anything that you can use to clean it, except for kli kesef, a silver keli, that you cannot rub down with gratkin. Gratkin is hardened, dried, with shmar yain, sediments of wine. Can you do that? It straightens the klikasa, straightens the silver, since silver is soft, it's b'machik. The realm of the melacha of machik, mareach, that's the melacha you have. It's only if it's silver, which is soft, only with gratkin. But if it's silver, it's not with gratkin, or it's gratkin, and it's non-silver, then it will be fine. Shabur discusses different ways of cleaning kelim with neser and chal, as long as you make sure it's not muksa. And the ma'aseh, as long as you clearly don't have a psikresha of a machik, it's clear that the pesukim are matrit. However, Shabur does say it's also to sharpen a knife on Shabbos, because that's similar to a machik. That would be a problem. So if you can't rub kelim with melach with salt on Shabbos because the salt gets broken down. And similar, Mishnah Berurah explained to Ritzikah Shalik Vabar, they're not allowed to smash snow and to liquefy snow and ice on Shabbos. Halach, where previously in Simchas Chavos of Tassu, also you're smashing down, liquefying the melach, the salt. However, the place can say, and therefore it's only a problem if you're actively rubbing the kelim with salt. However, you're putting salt into water, the water that's used to wash dishes, and you put salt into that water because it's going to work better for washing the dishes, that's okay because the salt is going to liquefy the mela on its own. And similar to putting the shalag on the bard, snow the ice into water on Shabbos where it liquefies on its own, and that's mutter, so here also the salt liquefying on its own, not directly rubbing down the salt, is a mutter.